Hello, my friend. My name is Jerry Petrovic, and welcome to Straight Talk on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I want to ask you a question. What's one of the very first things you say to somebody that you meet that you want to prospect about your product or your business? You know, I think often is the case, people come from a sales mindset, and as a result, they make it all about them. And what happens is they don't ask a question. When somebody asks them what they do, they just go on and they have verbal diarrhea all over the person. It's so funny. Last night I was at a networking event. And it happened to me multiple times. And it's interesting when you stop and you really take an interest in the person. I was talking to a distributor yesterday, and this distributor said, well, what do you say to somebody? It's like, there's no magic formula. You just get to know people. Try to figure out where they are in their life and where they want to go. And one of the questions I ask people, you know, kind of making light of it, is what do you want to be when you grow up? And I don't care what their age is. I asked that question last night to a guy probably 63 years old. Because you know what? Life is short. And we are all at different phases and different places in our lives. And we all have different priorities. You know, if you're a young family person, then obviously family is, you know, making sure that you're there for your kids. And if your kids are teenagers, then you're in the, you know, sports and activities. And if you're an empty nester like I am, you have a little bit more free time. But every once in a while, that grandchild, you know, comes into your life and it's like everything stops then. But, you know, no matter what your age, I think we all want money. I think we all want more time. But I think the thing that we have to do as leaders is really take an interest in people at a deeper level. And as we share who we are and what we do, we need to be able to cast a vision of hope and possibility. And I don't know what that looks like for you and your company or your leadership style. But it's about being part of something that's bigger than you. And maybe you've heard that before. I know I've heard that before over the years, but it just didn't really connect with me, you know, when I first heard it. So I want you to really, really think about that is, you know, what are you really about? Is it selling your product or your service? Which is a good thing if it's a value add, and hopefully it is. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. Is your number one product your opportunity or your physical product? If you're selling nutrition or fat loss or skincare or, you know, some sort of technology or services, think about how those things can help people create a better quality of life. Because it's those things that really get people to join your company. It's the benefit of what you have to offer, your product, your service, your business opportunity that get people to, you know, look at solving a problem. A great question to ask people is, what's most important to you right now? What's most important to you right now? And people are going to share lots of different things, and sometimes they're going to be honest, and sometimes they'll be just superficial. So you really have to listen to what is said and what is not said. I was doing a three-way call yesterday with a prospect. And the most important thing for this woman was she just lost her job. And the most important thing for this woman was to be able to make sure that her daughter was in these beauty pageants. Because it really was going to affect her self-esteem if she wasn't. And I thought that was an interesting response because I have to believe that's a very, very competitive hobby or event. You know, you obviously have to have lots of talent, beauty, looks, wardrobe, All of those things takes money. My response to her is, that's awesome. I think that's one of the reasons why we're having this conversation, so that we can generate the income so that you can keep your daughter in that. I said, but something else you might want to consider from a self-esteem standpoint for your daughter is, what do you have her reading? What do you have her listening to? You see, one of the things that I've learned the hard way is on my journey of happiness to success. If you haven't checked out my blog, check out happinesstosuccess.com. That's T-O, happinesstosuccess.com. The formula that I was taught for success, my dad was an engineer. As you go to school, you get a job, you make a lot of money, you get promoted, you'll be happy, or you'll be successful, and then you'll be happy. Well, the world of positive psychology is proven. That's exactly backwards. So when you teach people how to be happy, how to come from the place of confidence, that's really where self-esteem really comes from. Knowing who you are, knowing where you're going and how you're going to get there. It's interesting, last night I talked to a guy who was a vice president of Volvo Truck. You know, Fortune 500 company, really, really successful guy. And he was talking about this consulting firm that came in and was going to give them advice on how to turn things around. And these guys were charging like $5 million for their services. And he said, you know, the reason most businesses fail is they don't know who they are and they don't know where they're going. So that's a great question for you. Do you know who you are and do you know where you're going and why you're going there and how you're going to get there? What I love about, you know, Jeff Olson, the guy who's the founder of the company that I work, Nerium International, is he knows who he is, he knows where he's going, and he knows how he's going to get there. And I love the fact that The Slight Edge, if you haven't read that book, get the book. I actually have an interview. You don't even have to get the book. If you click on the resource section on happinesstosuccess.com, you can listen to Jeff Olson talk about The Slight Edge philosophy. It's about doing those little things consistently and persistently. Those boring things that you do, prospecting, working on your skill set, working on your ability to engage people, ask questions, enhancing your ability to be a better listener. It's those boring things that you have to get really good at, and you have to do them consistently, that will help you become a top income earner in your company. Because people want to follow leaders. And if you want to know one of the real secrets to success, it's becoming a good leader. Good leaders have influence. Good leaders know how to ask questions. Good leaders know how to paint a vision of possibility. And you know what I love about who we are in Nerium is, you know, we're all about making people better. You know, sometimes that's a turn on to people, and sometimes it's a turn off to people. And you know what? I think that's a good thing. If somebody's not into making people better and empowering people and happiness and staying young and inspiring others, this is not the place for them. That's okay. There's lots of companies out there. My opinion, this is one of the best ones out there in decades. We're certainly doing everything right from a sales standpoint, from a science standpoint, from a cultural standpoint. So understanding who you are from a cultural standpoint, and what you represent and how you articulate that, I think is really, really important as you are out there talking to people. And whether you're talking to people online or offline doesn't really matter, because your philosophy is the thing that people are going to hear. And that's the thing that you really need to work on. You need to know what your philosophy is all about. Just so happens you have an amazing product with an amazing company with an amazing story. But people are going to be attracted to you. They buy you first before the company. Does that make sense? So I want you to really think about that and really get clear on the why question. Why are you really doing what you're doing? And don't just say money, because money is just, you know, something you can use to create the quality of life. And it's interesting. I was talking to somebody else last night who was working on a cancer fundraiser. And I hadn't seen this woman in probably a month and a half. I said, how's it going? And she looks at me with the eyes of death, like, oh my God, how dare you ask me? And I'm like, what's going on? She says, well, the guy who was heading this up turned out to be a womanizer, we'll just say. So he offended a lot of people, and a lot of it in her thinking, in her perspective, was all about show. Interesting. It's interesting that she would go into so much drama about it. So there's always two sides to every story. But the point is that you need to know what you stand for and why you do what you do. And then as you talk to people, as you prospect people, as you meet with them for coffee, share that vision of possibility. Because odds are, if you know who you are and where you're going and how you're going to get there and what your philosophies are, and you share those philosophies, you're going to attract exactly the right people to your team. And, you know, it's not about quantity. A lot of people, a lot of hypesters out there, the quantum leap guys, you know, pride themselves on never talking to people, never picking up the phone, never building relationships. And the truth is, that's a business built on sand and won't last very long at all. If you're a solid leader, people will follow you till the cows come home. They will follow you no matter where you go. They will follow you in tough times and in good times. And, you know, character is always revealed. And, you know, for that guy that was doing that fundraiser, maybe his character was revealed. Maybe her character was revealed. I don't know. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to get in the middle of all that drama. I just want you to know that the people you hang out with, the things that you do when nobody's looking, are really the important things. And it's interesting that, you know, about 95% of the time you spend in your business, you're doing things when nobody is watching you. So that's where you got to master the mundane. That's why I love the Slight Edge book. It's do the little things consistently and persistently over a long period of time that are going to create the success. Work on yourself. Read 10 pages of a good book a day. What book are you reading right now? If you don't have one, get the Slight Edge. Get the Happiness Advantage. Get the Compound Effect. Get Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Get Think and Grow Rich. And if you really want to rock your world, get the book called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. It was written in 1937. His wife wouldn't let him publish it. His daughter wouldn't publish it from fear of friends, family, government, schools, religious leaders, because he actually interviews the devil, or he thinks he does in his own mind. And it was actually published in 2011 for the very first time. Written in 1937, published in 2011. So that's kind of interesting there. Great book. I absolutely love that book. Highly recommend that book. Because it is about philosophy. It's about how you communicate and how other people communicate to you. And are you a drifter, or do you know who you are? And do you know where you're going? As you talk to people again, try to figure out who they are and where they want to go and how they're going to get there. And what you'll discover, as I have, is that most people don't have any idea who they are or where they're going. They're just living a rat race day by day, minute by minute, doing their thing. So hopefully this has kind of been a different show, but I thought it's a great topic for you to think about, a little bit of inter-reflection. Spend the time. Work on your philosophy. Write your philosophy down on paper. And then start sharing it with people. It's an interesting conversation you can have inside your head, and then it's an interesting and a fun and attractive conversation you can have with other people. My name is Terry Petrovic. Connect with me on my blog at happinesstosuccess.com, and if you want to turn back the clock, check out OMG Skincare. Oh my God, OMGSkincare.com. Until next time, remember this: live happy, stay young, and inspire others. Bye-bye for now.